In other words, the way our brain works can be compared to a huge iceberg. We are aware of only the tip of the iceberg, the conscious mind. But lurking below the surface, hidden from view, is a much larger object, the unconscious mind, which consumes vast amounts of the brain's computer power to understand simple things surrounding it, such as figuring out where you are, whom you are talking to, and what lies around you. All this is done automatically without our permission or knowledge. This is the reason that robots cannot navigate across a room, read handwriting, drive trucks and cars, pick up garbage, and so forth. The U.S. military has spent hundreds of millions of dollars trying to develop mechanical soldiers and intelligent trucks without success. Scientists began to realize that playing chess or multiplying huge numbers required only a tiny, narrow sliver of human intelligence. When the IBM computer Deep Blue beat world chess champion Garry Kasparov in a six-game match in 1997, it was a victory of raw computer power. But the experiment told us nothing about intelligence or consciousness, although the game made plenty of headlines. As Douglas Hofstadter, a computer scientist at Indiana University, said, "My God, I used to think chess required thought. Now I realize it doesn't. It doesn't mean Kasparov isn't a deep thinker. Just that you can bypass deep thinking in playing chess, the way you can fly without flapping your wings." Developments in computers will also have an enormous impact on the future of the job market. Futurists sometimes speculate that the only people who will have jobs decades into the future will be highly skilled computer scientists and technicians. But actually, workers such as sanitation men, construction workers, firemen, police, and so forth will also have jobs in the future because what they do involves pattern recognition. Every crime, piece of garbage, tool, and fire is different and hence cannot be managed by robots. Ironically, college-educated workers such as low-level accountants, brokers, and tellers may lose their jobs in the future since their work is semi-repetitive and involves keeping track of numbers, a task that computers excel at. In addition to pattern recognition, the second problem with the development of robots is even more fundamental, and that is their lack of common sense. Humans know, for example, water is wet. Mothers are older than their daughters. Animals do not like pain. You don't come back after you die. Strings can pull, but not push. Sticks can push, but cannot pull. Time does not run backward. But there is no line of calculus or mathematics that can express these truths. We know all of this because we have seen animals, water, and strings, and we have figured out the truth by ourselves. Children learn common sense by bumping into reality. The intuitive laws of biology and physics are learned the hard way, by interacting with the real world. But robots haven't experienced this. They know only what has been programmed into them beforehand. As a result, the jobs of the future will also include those that require common sense, that is, artistic creativity, originality, acting talent, humor, entertainment, analysis, and leadership. These are precisely the qualities that make us uniquely human and that computers have difficulty duplicating. In the past, mathematicians have tried to mount a crash program that could amass all the laws of common sense once and for all. The most ambitious attempt is PSYCH, short for Encyclopedia, the brainchild of Douglas Linnett, the head of PsyCorp. Like the Manhattan Project, the $2 billion crash program that built the atomic bomb, PSYCH was to be the Manhattan Project of artificial intelligence, the final push that would achieve true artificial intelligence. Not surprisingly, Linnett's motto is, "Intelligence is 10 million rules." Linnett has a novel way in which to find new laws of common sense. He has his staff read the pages of scandalous tabloids and lurid gossip rags. Then he asks PSYCH if it can spot the errors in the tabloids. Actually, if Linnett succeeds in this, PSYCH may actually be more intelligent than most tabloid readers.